Olia Hercules writes about the food she grew up with in the Ukraine and Eastern Europe. That food might be a surprise to those of us who equate that part of the world as gray and bleak. That food is, in fact, full of new, old ideas and brimming with fresh flavor and color. Cold cucumber salads and wilted sorrel, bright cheeses and fresh pies filled with sour cherries. Olia talked with our contributor, Washington Post food and dining editor Joe Yonan, about her first book called Mamushka.
Olia, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure completely. Thank you for having me.
So I want to start with an obvious question. Describe the flavors of the Ukraine.
One of the most common ones and stereotypical ones are, of course, it's dill. I mean, my photographer, when we shot the book, he said, Olia, we should rename your book into Dill, the cookbook. There is a lot of dill and we use it in everything. But actually, the taste of Ukraine, especially southern of Ukraine, where I come from, is freshness. Loads of herbs, kind of really balanced and complex flavors, like loads of sweet and sour. Amazing produce. There's no shortcuts. You can't use bad ingredients because we don't have many spices to hide behind. So you have got to have amazing vegetables and really, really good quality meat. You don't have to have it every day, but, you know, once a week, if you have like some really amazing free-range organic pork, these are the flavors.
I'm fascinated by the ingredients that you talk about in your book. And so I thought I'd ask you about something that, you know, we all think we know here, which is the gherkin pickle. We think of them as these little vinegared pickles, but I think in your experience, there's something much better than that.
They are. We don't actually use much vinegar in Ukraine for pickling stuff. We ferment stuff, which is a great and trendy thing right now. And, you know, when I saw this trend happening, I was just like, hold on a minute, guys. This is something that I actually grew up with. You know, we just did it because Ukrainian food was so seasonal. We grew so many wonderful things. And then in winter, we wouldn't be able to buy those fresh produce anywhere. So we just ferment it. We make a little brine and we infuse it with some dill blossom. So dill tops, you know, if you can't find it, you can just use dill stalks. Then other aromatics like blackcurrant leaves. If you can't find that, it doesn't really matter. The main thing is that you get a weak brine, so some salt and some spring water, and you put your gherkins into it and you leave them out in your kitchen to go a little bit funky for a couple of days. And then once you can see that they start fermenting and the liquid is bubbling a little bit, you put it in the fridge. So the taste is... it's just incredible. It tastes alive. And if you keep them out for about 10 days, we call them yadrone agurchiki, which means they're kind of nuclear. Nuclear in the best kind of way. They're so strong. Like, it's not the vinegar kind of strong. You know, it's not. It doesn't make you go rinse your face. It's more, I don't know. It's just so deep in flavor. I really love it.
So this might be the first book in a long time, Olia, that I have seen call for margarine. What is that about?
I know. I actually, you know, when I send my recipes to my publisher, I did say, okay, so my family recipes include margarine in it. If you want me to take it out, I will, and we'll just substitute it with butter. And then my publisher is just so nice that they said, look, we want it to be as authentic as it was to your childhood. So that's why I left it in.
It was the 80s. That's what people used.
It was the 80s, yeah.
So I was so fascinated also to see you talk about sunflower oil.
Oh, yeah. In Ukraine, unrefined sunflower oil is a real kind of thing. And also in Georgia, it's so nutty and it just tastes of toasted sunflower seeds. It's not, I don't know if it's for everyone. Some people have been like, oh, it's almost like sesame seed. It's so strong. But you don't need much of it. You just pour a little bit on your salad and I think it's wonderful.
You're not typically using it for cooking, then. It's a finishing oil.
No. You can't use it for cooking. It's just to be used raw. Like, you definitely can't use it for frying because it will just burn.
So, Olia, if you had to pick a favorite recipe in your book, what do you think it would be?
One of them is definitely the green borscht. You know, you make a really wonderful, rich duck stock, and then you serve it with some sorrel leaves and loads of herbs and spring onions and a little bit of chopped soft-boiled egg. It's just such an amazing recipe, I think. And another one is probably the chicken tabaka, the Georgian pressed garlic chicken. And it's got lots of butter and garlic in it. to begin with. So it kind of gets confit in all of the garlic and butter. And then at the end, you mix it with this incredible combination of herbs. So you use red basil, if you can't find red basil, normal basil will do, dill, coriander, and a little bit of tarragon. And I know it sounds a little bit weird, but the combination of those herbs just makes it go pow. So you just add it at the very end to the butter and the garlic, and then you serve it with some bread, and imagine dipping your bread into that. It's a good dish.
Olya, the food just sounds lovely. Thank you so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope it gets people excited about Ukrainian food.
Olya Hercules is author of Mamushka, and her latest book is about the food of the Caucasus. It's called Kaka. Find a recipe Olya shared with us for garlicky Georgian poussin and Georgian plum chutney. Now, poussin are just little young chickens, and I make this recipe all the time. It's simple and finger-licking, with or without the chutney. Find it, splendidtable.org.